Okay, now we've started the pre-show. Hi, everybody. I just realized I hadn't started taping the pre-show. That's good. That's great. All right. So that's an extra long pre-show for you guys watching video. We're just now starting our pre-show. Okay, so welcome. Hi, how are you? On all the preliminaries, those of you who are just joining us, I got to turn the fan on here in our ever-oppressive studio, only because it's been unseasonably warm, you know. I don't know whether or not you know that. Do you? Oh, you do. All right. It's been unseasonably warm, you see, and we must go on. We have to go on. So what I was saying to our video audience, and what I will catch up our audio guys as well. Oh, by the way, there is a BSP chat on Friday night right here at 9 o'clock. So if you have your chat thing, you know, then you have it going on. You dig? What is that, man? What the fuck is that behind me? That was really weird. Let's see that. Oh, I see. Okay. I was looking at the slide behind me. Friday night, 9 o'clock chat here. Phil Henry Show chat. So I was going to say, and as I was saying, we're going to a new platform to distribute our show. We're going to be joining Podcast One. I know these guys. I know Norm Pattis for many, many years, for 30-some years. Norm is he's a visionary. He's the guy that really, and I mean this quite literally, the guy that invented syndicated radio. He's the guy that finally came up with the way to do it so that advertisers would be happy, so that the hosts would be happy, so the producers would be happy. So everybody's happy, and everybody makes money, and he did a lot with that in the 80s. And 90s and on into the new century. Then the next thing that Norm is now involved in here, and he was in concert. He was in the I don't want to say the concert promotion end, but he was one of the primary producers of radio entertainment. You know, live concert recordings for radio. And on it went. So anyway, he's in the podcast business now. His company is Podcast One, and that's who we're associating ourselves with. And as I was saying, the difference nowadays between, say, the podcasting world and the radio show world is that it's actually better for us as hosts because we own our own content. We own the show. Now, that having been said, that puts a lot of responsibility on us to sell it, to distribute it, to get it into the ears of a lot of people. And there's a lot of competition, obviously, for podcast content. And it's quite interesting, and I welcome it. I think it's a very exciting world. Podcast One is a good platform because they have a lot of shows that get a lot of downloads. There's a lot of cross-promotion that can be had there. And one of their shows is Adam Carolla's. And as you know, that's a huge, huge show. So getting any kind of a cross promotion on Adam's show to any degree would be amazing. And, that's what we'd like to do and what we hope for. Also, they would be engaged in selling our show in terms of the advertising dollar. We make, as you know, I think 30 shows right now are available. The archives that we have, an overwhelmingly huge number of shows, as I mentioned, approaching 20,000 hours. Some people say 10,000. That's not even close to fucking accurate. It's got to be closer to 20,000 hours of many generations of the show. That all remains behind a paywall, and that all is protected by us, and it is... we do our very best to respect you, our subscribers, because the whole thing about copyright protection at the end of the day is to respect you guys that are paying your hard-earned dollar to hear this material exclusively. You can download it as much as you want. Nobody says you can't share it with your friends. It's perfectly legal. But we've had, as other shows have had, in fact, Art Bell is right now dealing with this, the malicious downloading and spreading of your shows. And we've identified people that have done that, and we're getting ready to sue one right now. We came really close to suing somebody else a while back, and we will continue to do that. And we share the names of people that we know who are downloading this stuff illegally. My attorney tells me, well, you know, a lot of these guys are living in their basement. They don't have any money. They're fucking losers, this and that. I said, I don't give a shit. I said, I can attach their fucking wages and I can, you know, lien their fucking bank accounts. You know, I said, well, that's really kind of cruel. Well, then I asked, you know, how many times are we going to ask a motherfucker not to do that? You know, how many times are you going to ask somebody and then, you know, what you're doing is illegal, I own that material, and they just keep doing it? Well, I don't give a flying fuck if I put a guy in a poorhouse after that. I don't give a shit where he lives. He's living in his mother's basement. If he's got his own house, if he's got his own whatever, you know, he brought it on himself, you know. So some people think that they are not going to be sued because they don't have any money. That doesn't mean shit. That doesn't mean jack shit. That just, all that means is you can sue them and take half of their motherfucking earnings until they, or here's an idea, they can stop doing what they were doing, you know. All I'm trying to do is make a motherfucking living here. But there is still a mindset among some, and it's a ever-dwindling mindset, but nonetheless, a mindset among some that there is this internet freedom that we all hold hands and we love each other. That's been proven to be a fallacy given the psychopathic behavior of a lot of people on the internet. You know, the seeding of viruses and spam and all kinds of unconscionable and unacceptable behavior renders the internet the former hand-holding community of everybody shares and it's all internet freedom. It becomes like the jungle that it is. I mean, life is a jungle, you know, the world is a jungle, and it's everybody trying to crawl on top of everybody else. And what laws are and what, you know, internet copyright protection is some attempt to put some civilizing order on top of this chaos. Nature, what was it the man said there in Thin Red Line? He said, nature is chaotic by its very nature. Nature is cruel. Nature is not harmonious. Nature, when you look at nature, it is not a harmonious thing. It is a cruel and it's a predatory thing, right? And you need, if you want to live in nature, then you have to find a way to protect yourself. At the same time, you enjoy it, but you also have to protect yourself from the predatory aspects of nature. And, you know, and that's my magnificently, unbelievably ever so bitchin' way of saying that, you know, it, like Wikipedia, for instance, as we've, you know, we've said, Wikipedia also was started on this notion. You ask yourself, did the people that started like Pirate Bay and Wikipedia and all these things, did they understand really people? Did they really have a grasp on human nature? Did they really understand what human nature is all about? You know, because if they did, they would never have expected what they expected. Wikipedia thought that they would have this magnificent sharing of knowledge, and that all knowledge is free, and everyone would contribute, and it was just, that was not the case. Wikipedia found themselves inundated with graffiti and vandalism and trolls and every kind of problem you could possibly have, you know, in attempting this, you know, admittedly, very laudable task of gathering as much information as possible on everything as that there is and making it available for free to people. And what they had to deal with were people who decided that, you know, that information is somehow democratically, you know, adjudicated, or information is democratically screened or vetted, you know. So in other words, how would you like to spell the word cat? And if enough people say K-E-T, then that's how it's going to be spelled, regardless of how it's been spelled for hundreds of fucking years. If all of a sudden everybody's a fucking illiterate motherfucker, rather than teach them how to say, or spell cat, I should say, rather than teach them how to spell that properly, they instead decide, well, here's how it's spelled. K-E-T. You know? Because, you know, information is democratic. And then we have, you know, the modern effort at sharing information online as it pertains to recorded or written product, things that are even copyright protected. No. Those laws do not apply. We are going to supersede that, and we're going to make all of this available to everybody. Now, what's happened in the days, the weeks, and the years that have flowed since is a lot of anger over the fact that some people are getting their shit stolen. Okay, now regardless of how you feel, just, you know, understand. Or what's happened is that some people who think the idea of this internet freedom is kind of silly, or maybe they think it's a great playground where they can go and begin to commit malicious acts, those people have jumped in, right? So all the people who are thinking, wow, this is really cool, let me upload this really cool stuff so you can see it for free and it's going to be great. What's happened, especially in places like Pirate Bay, which actively discourages and laughs at anybody who sends them a takedown, the place is a sewer of virus and spam and pornography and mislabeled stuff, and you don't know what the fuck you're downloading over there. You know, YouTube makes an effort at keeping their act clean because YouTube is extremely present. They're used by a lot of people, and they will be sued if they don't do what they say they're going to do, which is to take material down when they get a takedown notice. Now, just the price of doing business, and I don't know how many people are in business who are listening to me right now, people that are in business for themselves, you know that it is a hard road to hoe, and, it costs money, and fuck it, you know, and you do what you have to do. It's really funny. The internet is a place, as far as I can tell, where grown adults who would stare you in the face, say, in public, at a cocktail party, or in business, or on the street, would look you in the eye and very soberly explain how they're adult and they agree with you and this is a world that we must all. But online, given the anonymity of the internet, suddenly the place is a fucking kindergarten. I mean, honest to Christ, you don't dare think of these people as parents, and they are. You don't dare think of these people as responsible business people, and some of them are. You don't dare think of them as individuals that, you know, have charge of children, and they do. And I mean, these are people that engage in every kind of foul and contemptible behavior. I'm serious, and that's what the internet has done. It's created an opportunity for people to sprout these new personalities, new personas, and they become absolutely horrible people. And nobody believes you, you know, until you finally, like that guy in Texas, that Violent Acres. He's a father, he's a husband, he works for a credit company, he's got a responsible position, he's got bills to pay, he's got a wife who needs the life insurance, the health insurance that his job provides, and yet this guy risks it all by going over to Reddit and uploading these images that are borderline legal, but let's just say they're legal. They're certainly really pretty sad representations of the taste of a grown man. I mean, this stuff is like teenage girls. He pulled this off of Facebook pages. Teenage girls in sort of, I don't know, quasi-sexual positions. I don't know whether they're bending over, they're showing some of their ass or whatever. Right? This dude is over there on Reddit, and he's got all these different forums and all these different, these sort of racist subreddits, anti-Semitic subreddits, and he uses the catch-all that most people who have no idea what a sense of humor is, or for that matter, what satire is, he uses the catch-all, which is, oh, we're only kidding. Can't you take a joke? I don't know, man. I don't know what's funny about that. You know? Anyway, and perception being everything, you got to understand that if you do that, and he must have known, why else would you be anonymous? Oh, because people don't understand. You goddamn right they don't, pal. I can tell you this much. Always go, if you, whatever in doubt, just figure people won't fucking understand, all right? And you'll never go wrong. If you're willing to take the consequences, that's fine. There's a friend of mine who used to say, I'm willing to take the consequences. This guy would engage in behaviors and in actions and in just things that he did in life, which you knew he was going to wind up paying a penalty. And I would say to him, you know what's going to happen. He says, I know what's going to fucking happen. I do. And I said, and you're willing to pay? Yes, I am. I'm willing to. Okay, then I can't. What do you say to a guy like that? Because I would, I would rather be friends with a guy like that, who goes out, fucks up, and stands up and says, yeah, I knew what happened. I knew it would happen. I knew that this was going to happen. I take full responsibility, and I'm willing to pay the penalty for it. I totally love people like that, man. Other than people who go out and they talk a good game, and they, you know, they want to convince you that they got all kinds of fucking balls. Then they go into the fray, they get their ass fucking kicked, and the next thing they do is start blaming everybody else for getting them into it. Those motherfuckers I got no use for. I don't think anybody does, you know. Well, if you're doing that kind of shit on Reddit, and then you say, oh, it was just a joke, well, then fuck it, man. Then use your name. Tell us who you are. You know? But that fucking guy hid behind this name, and more and more and more and more and more people were getting upset. Until this cat was finally, this Violent Acres was finally talked about on the Anderson Cooper's 360 show. And he was finally doxed, as they say, or outed. He was identified, to use the more colloquial or familiar term, by, I think it was it, God damn it, who was it? Was it Gawker? Was it Daily Beast? Was it, might have been the Daily Beast. It was a writer over the Daily Beast. And the guy's name is Michael Baruch, I think. And this cat paid a heavy fucking price, man. He got fired. His wife, who is apparently chronically ill, lost her health coverage. And this motherfucker brought all this shit on himself. You know, I mean, this guy was playing with fucking fire. So anyway, the only reason I bring all this stuff up is... you know, where we are these days here, living in this internet world, it's the price of doing business. You know, you have to kind of stand up and protect your product, protect your so-called brand, and do what you can do. You know, do what you can do. And I have fought, you know, like I say, long and hard, you know, to try and maintain what we do, and fight all the battles that I've had to fucking fight, and go into business and do this and do that and do something else, you know. So you know, we got a I personally think our new website, I'm really, really happy with the website as it is right now. And one of the great things about our website, our downloads have fucking shot up by at least a quarter to 30%, because we've got that goddamn player right in the middle of the page. You know, you can't miss it, you know. Bam, there it is. So people are going over and bang, 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 downloading the show. And that's been great. I think the archives are set up very well. I think they're very understandable. We've got to get in there. Yes, I know there's a few things that I don't particularly like. I see that when I go to some dates, it has all of the hours, but it doesn't say which hour it is. I'm assuming they're in order, hour one, hour two, hour three. The other thing that I like is the streaming feature. Now, I know I've seen some comments from people saying the stream is stopping. I believe that is the machine you're on, your computer, your phone, I don't know what, because I've not had that problem, okay? I've not had that problem. I believe it could be internet speed, connectivity problems. That's not happened to me now, but then again, we've upgraded the internet reception that we've got here to our studio, you know. So... that's that, Jack. The fuck are we watching here, man? Prize fighting, Lee and Quillen. All right. That's something to think about. I wanted to say one other thing, and I don't want to get into two. Let me just say something. This is from personal experience, and this is not something that I've been through once. I've encountered this a number of times since I have become familiar with the fact that our audience communicates to us via the internet and not just like writing letters. They talk to us in chat forums, they talk to us on message boards, they talk to us in comment sections, they talk to us via email. You guys talk to us a lot of different ways. You know, YouTube. You know, I say this because I give a shit. Honest to God. Some people may think I'm a prick, but I'm actually saying this because I give a shit. There is a significant amount of people, there is a significant amount of people who believe that the only people that can be embarrassed online or have their careers wrecked or have their reputations ruined or have their radio shows or their movie career or, you know, whatever, destroyed, there's a significant number of people who believe that that can only happen to celebrities, that the average guy is somehow above that fray. He's away from that whole horrible world of bad publicity, right? Now, we're finding out that that's not the case. We're finding out, for instance, if you saw that trucker on Facebook that was dropping the N-word left and right, that people will go and find out where that guy works, and the next thing you know, that guy's employer is plastered all over fucking Facebook. There are God knows how many tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people who see the name of that fucking company and now see the name of that truck driver, and the truck driver protests. He says, it's my First Amendment right. Of course it's your First Amendment right. It's also their right to call you a fucking douchebag. They want to know who you work for. They don't want to do business with you. They don't want to have any, pardon the expression, they don't want to have any truck with your trucking business. See, that's the bad side of all that shit. That's the economic, you know, reprisal. That's just people saying, I don't want to have anything to do with you, motherfucker. And that begins with not wanting to shop in your store or use your trucking service or whatever it is that you do. I don't like you, man. I don't want to support you. I don't want to support your opinions. That's a perfectly acceptable use of one's freedoms, economic freedom. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, I've seen this here in our own community of listeners and subscribers. I've seen this happen. I've seen people, and I you know, just be careful, you guys. When you express opinions, however strong they are, or maybe however you may think benign, that your name is on them, and your name is associated with where you work. You may not think it is. You may think that you're safe because you're not doing it on the job. You're doing it. It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter at all. If your name is Joe Blow, and you're Joe Blow, the fucking carpet layer for the carpet company, or your name is Mary Brown, and you're Mary Brown, the dental hygienist at Dr. So-and-so's, or your name is Eddie Fitzgibbons, and you work for the Eddie Fitzgibbons accounting firm, then that's how people are going to see it. And you may say, well, I'm Mary Brown, I'm Joe Blow, and I'm Eddie Fitzgibbons, and I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter, and I'm just giving my fucking opinion, and it's not on the job, and it's got nothing to do with that, and I just happen to think the N-word this, and the S-word that, and women are bitches, and all these Jews, and this, that, right? You think that you're safe. No, you're fucking not. No, you're not. No. Now, people will look at those comments and go, who the fuck is this motherfucker? Now, you may think it's wrong. I personally don't. I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, if I look at a guy who says, I think this, that, and this, that about Jews and blacks. Really? Jesus, what a fucking prick you are. Where do you work? What do you do? I want to make sure I stay as clear away from your motherfucking ass as I possibly can. That's my reaction. I don't think that there's too many people disagreeing with me right now. I'd say, well, yeah, you know. I've seen this happen, and I've seen it happen recently. So if you are on Twitter or you're on Facebook, you do whatever the fuck you're doing, and you're having fun, and you're giving people shit, and you don't like Jews, and you don't like blacks, you don't like Mexicans, you don't like white people, whatever the fuck your problem is, whatever your dance is, that's great, that's fine. But, you know, if you're pissing people off out there, and there is a large enough contingent of people that are pissed off at the things you say, that it will impact the way your employer sees your further relationship with him, you got a big fucking problem. Now look, you may say, well, I really love President Obama. And a bunch of people call up your fucking business and tell your employer that you're an asshole because you like President Obama. And your employer, if he's a reasonable person, and I have to believe that 99.999% of his, oh, fucking, some guy doesn't like you because you like Obama. Ha 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 ha. Boom, boom, boom. I like you. That I'm not talking about that, guys. I'm talking about the things that you and I both know. If you're an educated person, some of these people are so fucking stupid that it makes me want to cry, you know? Honest to Christ, I don't think they get what is considered to be, you know, I don't think they understand what a lot of people hate to hear and find disgusting to hear. Maybe in their hometown, maybe where they live, maybe with their friends, it's okay to say some of these things. But if you are insulated from the grander world out there, and in your hometown or in your house, it's okay to say nigger this, nigger that, spick, kike, white people, ofe, and that's all normal. And then you get out into the real world and you find out, holy fuck, people hate that shit. You know, don't let that shit hit you over the head, man. I mean, get fucking ready for it. You may be driving your truck, or you may be being, you know, a dentist or whatever you do, and all the people that you deal with don't like niggers. Or they don't like fucking cracker motherfucking ofe white snowflake motherfuckers, okay? But now you get out into the world where the real people are. You remember Jack Nicholson in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? See all these people here? These are the real people, you know? When you get out of where the fucking real people are, real people don't like that kind of talk. Real people want shit to be chill. Real people want their kids to go to school and come home safe. Real people want to go to the store and have commerce with their friends and neighbors and say, hey, nice to see you, go home and have dinner and watch fireworks, whatever the fuck, you know? Real people don't want to have a fucking problem with the world. Real fucking people want their kids to grow up. They want their country to be healthy and well-run. They want to be alive and feel good and breathe and, you know, go on vacation and do good shit. They don't want to hate anybody. They don't want to go out and fucking hate a guy because he's this, that, something else. That's where the real people live. So when you come out into the real world after being raised in whatever environment you've been raised in, and you start dropping nigger this or spick that or cracker motherfucker here and there, the world goes, who the fuck are you? And you're surprised. You're shocked. I'm just expressing my opinion. Right, you're expressing your motherfucking opinion. Your opinion is so fucking odious, I don't want to have anything to do with you. People have the right to say that. They have the right to say, I don't want you, I don't want to do any business with you. Okay? I'm not going to go to your trucking firm or your fucking dentist office or your motherfucking accounting firm or your goddamn wherever you work. I'm not going there. That's how the world works, man. And that is how, that's, you talk about freedom of choice. Motherfucker, it doesn't get much more free than that, you know? So understand that that's what happens. And I've seen this. The fuck is this? I have seen this. Okay, good. Oh, good, okay. All right. Very, very good. Just need to get our mailing list from them. All right. Yeah, that's really important. All right. I have nothing more to say. I have nothing more to say on the topic. All right. And the people and the things that I do. Oh, I gotta look at the la da dee. God damn, it's hot. Whew, fuck. It is hotter than fuck. Man. Show prep. All right. We have just a couple of minutes here. All right. What time is it? Where is the time? Okay. I just got about a minute here. Oh, Christ. I've been doing a lot of talking here. You ought to just shut your goddamn mouth and everything. Oh, why don't you blow it out your fucking ass? How about that? How's that feel, man, huh? Blow it out your motherfucking ass. God damn, that's very cruel. Mm-hmm. So cruel. So very, very cruel. Let's see, rock. Three, okay, I need a metal. Are we ready to go? I think I'm ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. And we will see you on the flip-flop. It's been great knowing you. No, we'll be right back. We now commence our show.